I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in 2.
On this day in labor history, the year was 1930. That was the day that 114 agricultural laborers in California's Imperial Valley paid a harsh price for joining together to try and improve their working conditions. The Great Depression was worsening the already difficult conditions faced by California farm laborers. The workers had gathered at a hall in El Centro, a city in the valley. The meeting was called together by the cannery and agricultural workers Industrial Union. The union often faced great opposition because some of its leaders had communist ties. The meeting in Imperial Valley included many Filipino and Mexican workers, along with white and black laborers. One by one, the workers stood up and told their stories of harsh labor performed under the unforgiving California sun. Suddenly, the door of the hall burst open. In poured armed sheriff's deputies and gun-toting thugs hired by the growers. At their head was Sheriff Gillette. Every single worker at the meeting was arrested. They were chained together, loaded into the back of trucks, and transported to the county jail. There, they were charged with violating the Criminal Syndicalism Act. During the first Red Scare of the 20th century, California was one of 20 states to enact laws criminalizing syndicalism. 9 stood trial in front of Superior Court Judge Von Thompson. 3 Mexican workers were ordered deported. The remaining 6 were convicted and sentenced to between 2 and 42 years in prison. They were ordered to serve hard time either at Folsom State Prison or San Quentin. Judge Thompson declared that, for communists, anything less than a life sentence was lenient. In 1933, the final 2 prisoners were released from prison. Organizing California farm workers was a long and difficult campaign that faced great opposition.